Tied to the bank nearby, there was an old flat-bottomed boat, partly filled with water. On the seat of his boat, the boy rested while his feet were drying. By the time he had again put on his shoes and stockings, the sun was fast going down the hills. Already the nighthawks were beginning to wing their way over the meadows with their hungry babies in close pursuit. Many tree swallows swung back and forth, taking their evening dips in the waters of the lily pond. While he was yet a long way from home, dusk settled down. The little screech owls came out of their holes in the hollow trees and followed beside him along the railroad track. They kept him company with their quavering owl talk, reminding him of his pet owl at home. Indeed, their tremulous call, like quiet laughter, was such a touch of home to him that he woo-hooed and laughed in return. The way now did not seem nearly so long, and the weight of the lotus blossoms swinging over his back by the rope of grass was almost forgotten. He could laugh, though his feet were heavy and his shoulders tired, for his heart was light with the success of what he had done. About 9 that night, a tired but happy boy stepped into the gleaming lamplight of his home. No need to ask where he had been, for there was but one place where those lilies grew, and the mother's eyes shone brightly as the tired little nature lover laid the precious lilies in her lap.